If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Listening to the Piano Pod, where we talk to the brightest minds in the industry about how they are bringing the piano into the 21st century.
Welcome back to the Piano Pod. I am Yukimi Song.
I'm Clara Zhang.
And where's Eric?
Oh my goodness.
All right. Yes, we have, we'll make an announcement in a minute, but this is a very special episode of TPP because we have quick and important announcements. And first of all, so here's the news. We're very sad to inform you that Eric stepped down from his post as a co-host and co-producer of the show. And the last episode, episode number 5, was his last appearance as a co-host.
Well, we announced his exit on our social media accounts a few days ago. I'm sure a lot of you have seen, but we just want to tell you, our listeners, in person.
Yes, so let me read you his statement. So, quote, "Dear TPP fans, it is with a mixture of sadness and excitement that I am announcing my transition from the co-host of the Piano Pod. While I have loved all the stimulating discussions with our very talented group of guests over the past year, I'm scaling back my responsibilities in order to focus on my compositional work, including an intensive project that has taken off after years in the making. I will be moving to more of an advisory role, while Clara and Yukimi will select a new co-host and continue to record new episodes with the rest of our excellent Season 2 guest roster. I'm very proud of what we have accomplished together and hope that you, our listeners, found our guests as inspiring as I did. I'm looking forward to seeing the Piano Pod continue to flourish. If you ever want to know what I am up to musically, you can find my updates at erichuntermusic.com. I hope to cross paths with you again in the future." End quote. So, Clara, what do you think of that?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean, we had such a great year working together with Eric, you know, since the beginning. We launched it, you know, the show in August 2020. It feels like an
oh, yeah. time ago. Long time ago, right? Oh my gosh. I've aged.
I know. It's like, oh my gosh. And it was just in the mid of pandemic and, you know, as a way to adjust to the new musical reality. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we worked together 98%. Probably, you know, remotely, and mm-hmm. but yet we felt really close as friends and almost colleagues, and but you mm-hmm. know, we also almost felt like a family, you know. But we were,
I know, yeah. I and then, you know, look at us. I mean, I feel so much closer to you, Clara, because I've known you such a long time, but I have never felt so close to you like that. So, Eric, we will miss having you as a co-host, and but we're very, very happy and excited about your new adventure in your career, and we have you have our full support. Now let's talk about the future, right? So because he is leaving, he has left his post, so we may be looking for a third co-host, permanent co-host soon. But in the meantime, we'll just experiment with a new format by inviting a guest co-host. We'll explain that a little bit more later. And we have another announcement, exciting announcement, Clara.
Yeah, well, guess what, listeners? We have our 7th social media platform.
Oh my gosh.
Really? Oh my goodness. And guess what? It is Well, mostly it's towards the Chinese audience in mainland China.
Wow.
As most of you guys know that, you know, in mainland China, a lot of the websites are blocked. Facebook, Google, you know, YouTube and such. And so Bilibili is this video sharing platform based in Shanghai. And on this platform, users can submit, view, and add overlaid commentary videos, and video also feature a real-time overlaying subtitle system for interactive playback experience called a bullet commenting comments. But you know, most importantly, you know, for me, you know, my family still lives in mainland, and we started a podcast. We have, you know, we really share it everywhere, but here China is a huge country and people cannot really see it easily. So by opening Bilibili, we are opening a new world.
Wow, that is so exciting. But I know Clara did a lot of work to open this platform. So tell us, what did it take for you to open an account?
I had to pass a 100 question exam. I got 64 points.
Oh, gosh. Great. Wow. Can you imagine if it was like this on YouTube? Like you have to answer 100 questions just to open a YouTube account. Can you imagine? Oh, my gosh. What sort of questions did you have to answer?
I mean, even from, you know, like Chinese history, Chinese literature or poems that I... Luckily, I think of myself, I was like, well, you know what? I was probably still good enough a student before I left. So I still
remember
some of them, but I had to Google a lot of them. And there are also, but a lot of them are contemporary, like what is on the BBC News in, you know, from Britain, or what is in the 60-minute documentary. It's all translated into Chinese, but it's really like a world, knowledge of the world you have to. So it's not just about China, it's about the whole entire world. Or sometimes what was in this documentary when the Northern Star or something about whale, I mean, it was a lot of stuff.
Wow. But can you imagine they're trying to maintain the quality of the platform by asking these somewhat complicated questions. So that's amazing. That's great. So then are we posting some video clips from the past? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So we're starting slow since unlike YouTube, and by the way, for the audience who would like to use other languages, when you are watching YouTube, you know, YouTube automatically has a translation feature. So you could do that. So
okay.
You can watch our show. You know, we know we have a lot of audience from other side of the world, but in this particular Bilibili, I had to insert all the subtitle language by language. Even Chinese has, you know, several different type of Chinese.
Wow.
By hand, I had to use Google to help a little bit, but it's kind of fun. And overnight, actually, I shared with my parents and even just with mom's friends that we had almost 300 views overnight. So
That's awesome. Yeah. So eventually our goal is to live stream from that Bilibili platform. So stay tuned on that progress via our social media, right?
Yep.
Great. Excellent. So now, before we get to talk about the next two really exciting episodes, before that, I just want to give you guys, the listeners, the data from Simplecast. Simplecast is the podcast hosting platform that we have been using. It's a really excellent, actually, hosting platform. And they give you the data broken down by the numbers and by the countries from where our audiences are listening from. To our show and so forth. So let's find out which countries are on the top 10 list according to Simplecast. Are we ready?
Oh, I'm excited.
All right. So number 10.
Malaysia!
Yay, terima kasih. I hope I'm saying thank you correctly. Terima kasih.
Thank our superstar Ray.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. So now, number 9.
Spain!
Yay, gracias. Thank you. Number 8.
Brazil!
Obrigada! Yay. Number 7.
Iraq.
Iraq. Shukran. Thank you. Thank you so much for listeners in Middle East. Yay. Number 6.
Germany!
Dankeschön. Thank you. Number 5.
UK, United Kingdom.
All right, thank you.
All right,
number 4.
Woohoo! Japan!
Arigatou gozaimasu!
Arigato.
Number 3.
Canada!
Thank you. Merci.
Thank you.
All right, so before I announce number 2 and number 1, I just wanted to tell you. So up until the Canada, it's been like, you know, like Canada is the only 3% of the entire audience, right? Mm-hmm. Then number 2 occupies 26.73% of our audience. Can you imagine? The country number 2, Clara, go.
Saudi Arabia.
Oh my gosh, shukran. Thank you. We love you
so much. Oh my gosh.
I know, right? It's just quite a surprise. But thank you so much. We are very honored. So, then let's announce the country number 1.
It's our United States.
All right. Yes, United States audiences are 43%. So that's excellent. Thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in, and we will do our best to bring the hottest and most interesting topics to you. So that stay tuned, and then be sure to subscribe and then rate and review our podcast shows, please. Yeah. All right, so and then let's take a look at Facebook followers. How many Facebook followers we have?
Wow, we have 617 already. Oh, my goodness. I remember we were the first 3 in the first time.
We liked ourselves, yes, I remember. Yes, but now up to 617. That's amazing. So what about Instagram followers as of today?
482.
All right, yes. And so please like us more. Now, how about subscribers on YouTube?
We passed 100! Yay!
All right.
123! Oh,
amazing.
Gosh.
That's great.
Friday, yep.
Yes. And then now we have a LinkedIn page, which has how many?
272.
And our goal is to get up to what number?
1,000.
Okay, well, actually, 500.
Only 500? Oh, well,
in order for us to be able to live stream from there.
That's
so
right.
500 is a good number. I mean, 1,000 would be like, oh my gosh, what else do I have to do? So let's just stay humble. And yes, 500 is a good number. Yeah. So all the links of this is going to be listed in the comments section, or for this case, description section. So just visit us on those social platform sites, and it would be amazing if you could give us a thumbs up. Let's talk about next 2 episodes, right?
That's right. What is happening?
So the next episode, which will be broadcasting, I'll be published actually next week. And we invited Mr. Ricardo Hernandez. He is an entertainment and corporate attorney from Nashville, Tennessee. And Ricardo's experience primarily lies in the fields of entertainment, intellectual property, and corporate law, with a broad knowledge base based in the areas of music, technology, commercial lending, and mergers and acquisitions, and day-to-day corporate matters. So, as we mentioned before, we decided to invite, you know, a guest co-host to replace Eric's spot for a while. For this episode, we have Ms. Angeliki Sonis. She's a lawyer and a musician, and to assist us during the show. And she's actually a very good friend of Clara. So, Clara, tell us more about your friend, Liki.
Right. So, well, Liki, oh, she's such a beautiful singer and beautiful person, Begimus. And she's a New York-based Greek vocal artist, primarily focused on marrying Greek traditional music with jazz We actually collaborated together recently, Yuki
me and I,
with Angeliki. But, you know, Angeliki has been a dear friend. We had a common friend of, and she's been in New York. But yeah, this recent collaboration brought us all together. And that was at the time when Yuki me and I were considering inviting a corporate lawyer that's also in the entertainment business. And, you know, we were in a car and with Licky, and we were like, oh, maybe Angeliki is a lawyer. And she was like, guess what? I have some friends. Mm. And this all came together perfectly.
Yes, I am so excited about this. And so I actually, I'm so happy that Licky is joining, because she would be a perfect person to kind of know what to ask him, because there are some things like, I'm really totally clueless in terms
no
of
idea.
Yes, legal issues and everything. And she would be perfect because she's a musician and she's a lawyer. So I'm very excited about that. So I just want to ask you guys, audience, if you have any questions or any legal issues related to music, or maybe even teaching, like teaching music out of your private studios and so forth, please, please feel free to email us as soon as possible, because the date of the interview is this Thursday morning Eastern time. We can bring your questions and issues you shared with us anonymously during the show, during the interview, on your behalf. So our email is thepianopodnyc@gmail.com, thepianopodnyc@gmail.com, and feel free to email us with questions to Ricardo. All right? Then this episode 6 will premiere on YouTube and live stream on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch a week from today, Tuesday, November 23rd at 8 p.m. Eastern. Now let's talk about episode lucky number 7. Who is it?
Right. Oh my goodness. We are so lucky to have Black Buck, artist, composer, lover of humans, and the Yamaha artist.
Excellent. I know. So we were introduced to Black Buck and his artistry by Dr. Alexandra Lee, our guest of the previous episode. During her interview, she mentioned about his music. And since then, we are so obsessed.
Oh, my goodness.
You should check out his some of his TikTok videos and Instagram. He's really active on Instagram and TikTok. And he has does some really funny, but also an excellent mix like of his music plus the video and everything. Let me just introduce him very quickly. So according to the article that I read, actually Clara shared with me on it's the magazine Forbes magazine. June 18th, 2021, written by Andrea Zarchinsky. Quote, neoclassical pianist composer Black Buck, Charles Wilson III, found his calling at age 6 while performing a Mozart piece on a piano in his hometown of Detroit. Since then, the artist has worked with some of the biggest names in music, including Rihanna, Justin Timberlake, and John Mayer. End quote. So Black Buck recently released a new album called Black Book, which was inspired by the Black Lives Matter movement. And through his compositions, he illustrates his own emotional experiences and his community's experiences across pivotal moments in American history. Wow. So I know, I'm very excited. Yeah, what do you think about his video? Have you seen?
Yeah, so many of them. Oh my gosh, it's funny, you know. I mean, he's such a brilliant pianist. You
I know.
He is. I would say he's almost like he is a rapper, right? But he's right. Like rapping with classical piano. You know.
I know. You know, honestly, Clara, I have been telling my students, I the wrong thing. I've been telling them. You can play pop, sure. If you want to play, you know, Taylor Swift, go ahead. If you want to play Justin Bieber, sure. Yeah. But you cannot play hip hop. I am sorry. I've been telling them. But boy, was I wrong. I'm sorry, my students. I was wrong. Well, and Black Buck is amazing. What he does on the piano with the hip hop rhythm and And he is such a skilled pianist, and you can tell as soon as you see his video, he is a classically trained musician. So Clara, I was reading the article you shared, and it says that, like, you know, success of Netflix drama Bridgerton, wow. You know, actually really affected, influenced the viewers of listening to more classical music. Can you imagine?
I mean, I love that show, but
yeah.
Lot to hear.
Yeah, I was so into the actors, especially the what's his name, the guy, the main character, because right. He was so hot. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention to too much music. However, I noticed that, like, I heard a pop music played by string instruments, like in a classical right. music style. So I was like, huh, this is interesting. And actually, it was arranged and performed by Vitamin String Quartet from LA. This quartet is actually widely known for its series of tribute albums to rock and pop acts. Huh, interesting, huh? And then, yeah, and obviously Bridgerton had a huge impact on them, with streaming up by nearly 225% through the first 4 months of 2021. And then, yeah, so now we've been interviewing a lot of guests in the past, and I noticed that, you know, before pandemic, it's such a cliche saying before pandemic, but it's true. Like, I felt like there was a disconnect. There was really classical music world exist mm-hmm. on the one side. Mm. And as opposed to the other side is pop and hip hop.
Yeah.
And jazz exists somewhere else too. And we just became really comfortable in that bubble, right?
It's almost like a separation, right? But also segregation. It's, you know, we're all in our each own
absolutely. And honestly, it's true. And especially with this Black Lives Matter happened in the late May to 2020. The Black Lives Matter movement was already there before, but there was this incident of Mr. George Floyd, and just with all that, I think the world is now, we really want to be connected to one another, right? And so I felt like it was just so timely to be able to interview this person, Black Bach. But also, what do you think of this? How this classical music is going to evolve? What do you think? The classical music as in, not music, musically in terms of, but listenership, right? Or who is going to listen? What do you think?
Well, to tell you the truth, you know, it's actually from only very recently, I have to say, that I even start to allow myself to, you know, listen to non-classical music. I'm not saying that I didn't allow myself before, but, you know, growing up in Asia, in China especially, that I did study classical music since I was three. It's almost like I felt it was sort of like an honor, you know. I understood classical music. Most of my friends didn't know what it was, you know, unless they studied. But, you know, fast forward, once I came here and I was in Kansas, and I don't know, there was like, so I almost was separating myself from the rest of the world, because I was a classical musician. And then I listened to jazz, I started to love jazz. But it was recently, yeah, maybe you were right, talking about, you know, the recent movements. And definitely, by going to interview this, you know, Black Bach, our new guest coming up soon, I realized music is music. It's all interconnected. So, you know, I do allow my students to play non-classical music once in a while. But, you know, I think it's even for us, the classical musicians, I'm very glad to be inspired to start to understand, listen, you know, in the past, I only listened to non-classical music maybe when I'm cleaning, you know, but now I actually sometimes start up the day, I listen to it, you know. But, so I'm still trying to understand all of it, but I think that is the new world we're going to be in, you know.
Well, yeah, and also, not weird, because this country, in America, you know, there is the deep, rich history of jazz, blues, right?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And rich history of rock,
mm.
pop, sure. and hip-hop. Hip-hop was born in the Bronx.
Oh, my
God. Right? So why do we separate? Like, why, even as an educator, why do I have to separate from this is music education, and you're supposed to be doing that in this classical music tradition.
Right.
Sometimes you can do pop, but here is classical way. Yeah, sure. I mean, that it's not about right or wrong. It is not. And then I love classical music. I'm a classical musician. I relate to classical music more than any other genres. However, why can't we just be more like mixed together instead of just separating them? And also, even like saying, I allow my students to listen to a different genre, sounds to me so wrong, because who am I? Right? And but it's amazing. Like, when I was a teenager, I loved Michael Jackson. More than any other composers I'm supposed to be listening. I was listening to Michael Jackson on the way to my piano lesson. I'm like, and on the way back, in the bus. And I felt so guilty though at that time, like, because I'm supposed to be listening to, you know, Mozart or Bach or whatever. Yeah. But I had this huge Sony cassette Walkman. It was yellow. Right. Yeah, it was yellow, bright yellow. And I put the cassette in, and it was just such a shock. The first four, dun, 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 dun. When you listen to Michael Jackson's Bad, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so sensational. It was just, I remember the sensation. So, but somehow I felt guilty. And the guilt actually was carried throughout my adult life too. Like, every time I listen to pop I still love listening to, you know, all sorts of pop, jazz music. When I work out, I have to listen to pop. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Exactly, because we go into analyzing mode when we listen to classical music. You know?
I know. It's hard. Yeah.
Exactly. And I remember a friend of ours got, you know, I mean, I love Michael Jackson. I had this black cassette tape, and it was so cool. You know, I remember I tried to learn some English, or even couldn't really understand everything. But
right.
And then the violinist, he was a great Michael Jackson dancer. So he was always dancing in front of our classroom when the teacher is not around. And he got like in a detention one time or something.
Oh, no.
So we were like, okay, no more Michael Jackson, you know, it was just funny. But, you know, I mean, I'm glad actually we like it enough that I'm sure it influenced us in many ways, you know, rhythm studies and all such.
Sure. Anyway, so we are very excited about this new phase of the Piano Pod. And in January, we'll have a lot more exciting guests coming up. So we can't tell you as of now, but just wanted to tell you this episode number Lucky 7 with Black Bach will premiere on YouTube and live stream on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch on Tuesday, December 7th at 8 p.m. Eastern. This concludes this special edition of the Piano Pod. Please give us stars and reviews on whatever podcasting platform you use. If you're watching us on YouTube, remember to hit the thumbs up button and be sure to subscribe to our channel.
You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, Bilibili, Instagram, and LinkedIn. The links are in the description below. If you have feedback for us, please leave it in the comments or DM us via social media, or you can always email us at thepianopodnyc@gmail.com.
We will see you next Tuesday, episode 6, guest Ricardo Hernandez with a guest co-host, Aileki Sonis.
That's right. Be sure to tune in, and goodbye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.